So let's review. Our shir began with the Gemara saying, "Lememra de kulu mimayid asu." The halacha that a carbon sibik can be brought betumah is derived from the term mayid, which means a specified time. The Gemara proceeds to quote the psukim of each carbon and explains why they are all necessary, why we cannot learn one from the other. Regarding tumah, it says, "Tishmiru lahakrav li b'me'adai." Regarding Pesach, it says, "Ki karban Hashem lo hikrav b'me'adai," from which we learn, "B'me'adai afila b'Shabbos, b'me'adai afila b'tumah." They are brought even on Shabbos and even b'tumah. We cannot derive one from the other because each has a unique chumrah. Tamid is tadir v'kal, it's brought every day, and it's a carbon oila which is burned completely on the mizbeach and not eaten at all. Pesach is onish karas. Failing to bring a carbon Pesach is punishable by karas. We also cannot derive shar kabanas sibur, other communal offerings from tamid and Pesach, because they each have their above mentioned chumras. Therefore, the Torah wrote at the end of Parshas Pinchas, "Eilu tas l'Hashem b'mayadecha." This pasuk refers to all the karbanas musaf mentioned there. This pasuk alone would not suffice, because we cannot derive oimer v'shteh alechem from there, because shar karbanas sibur have a chumra of boin l'chaper. They are brought as a kapara for certain averis, whereas oimer v'shteh alechem are boin l'hater. They are brought to permit chadash. Therefore, the Torah wrote at the end of the parsha of the Yomim Tovim and Parshas Emor, "Vaydaber Moshe es mo'yadei Hashem al b'nei Yisrael," to include oimer v'shteh alechem. This pasuk alone would also not suffice, because we cannot learn shar karbanas tibur from oimer v'shteh alechem, because perhaps boin lahater is a greater chumrah than boin lechaper. The Gemara next introduces the well-known machlokes regarding karbanas tibur being brought b'tumah. Rabbi Yehuda holds tumah hutra b'tzibur. The Torah allows it completely, as Rashi explains, heter gamahi, it's as if there is no tumah. Rabbi Shimon and others hold tumah dechuyahi b'tzibur. The Torah allowed the mitzvah of the carbon to override the issur tumah, but the issur tumah is not removed. Rashi in Daf Ayin Tes says, "Bekoishi hutra," it is with great difficulty, so to speak, that the Torah allowed it. Rashi points out that this machlekes results in two basic practical differences. If we hold tumah hutra b'tzibur, kahanim tameim may do the avoda even if there are kahanim tarim available. It does not need ritzui tzitz. If we hold tumah dechuyahi b'tzibur, kahanim tameim may not do the avoda if there are kahanim tarim available. It needs ritzui tzitz. The Mefarshim explain, whenever there is tumah in a carbon, there are two issues: the isra of doing the avoda b'tumah, the psul of tumah, which means that the carbon is invalid and one was not yetzi. The yachid or the tzibur did not fulfill their obligation and must bring another carbon. Therefore, when the Torah allowed bringing a carbon tzibur b'tumah, of course it also meant that it is a valid carbon. But if we hold dechuyah and there is an isur tumah, the carbon is only valid based on the ritzur tzitz. The Gemara introduces several other related issues. All agree, emein dam ein basar. If there is no blood, there is no meat. This means, if we cannot do zrikas adam because the blood was lost or disqualified, we cannot eat the meat. However, there is a machlekes in the reverse case. Rabbi Shua holds, im ein basar ein dam. If the meat was lost or disqualified, we cannot do zrikas adam. Rabbi Eliezer holds, dam afa pishein basar. We can do the zrikas adam even if there is no meat. Another issue which has a bearing on the above, Rabbi Eliezer holds, hatzitz meratza al achilas. The tzitz causes the tummy meat to be considered like tahar meat regarding the avodah. Of course, the Mishnah has said that the meat may not be eaten b'tumah, but regarding the avodah, it is considered like tahar. Therefore, even if you hold im ein basar ein dam, you can do zrikas adam based on hatzitz meratz al achilas. Rabbi Yossi holds ein hatzitz meratz al achilas. The tzitz does not make the tummy meat to be considered like tahar meat regarding the avodah. Therefore, if you hold im ein basar ein dam, you cannot do zrikas adam. Now, as mentioned earlier, all this is an issue only if we hold tumah dechuyahi b'tzibur. And we need ritzui tzitz, but if we hold tumah hutra b'tzibur, and we do not need ritzui tzitz, the avodah is valid as if it was tar. Therefore, the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds im ein basar ein dam, in order for a carbon tzibur haba b'tumah to be kosher, we must say either he holds tumah hutra b'tzibur, therefore it's as if yesh basar, and the zrikas adam is valid, or if he holds tumah dechuyahi b'tzibur, and we need ritzui tzitz, he also holds hatzitz meratz al achilas, and therefore the zrikas adam is valid. The Gemara mentions one more possible explanation. Even those who hold ein hatzitz meratz al achilas, the tzitz does not make the basar that would generally be eaten to be considered as if it were tahor for the purpose of zrikas badam, might hold hatzitz meratz al oilin, that tzitz does make the chalev that would generally be burned on the mizbeach to be considered as if it were tahor for the purpose of zrikas badam, making the carbon kosher.